Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate? Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate?
The smooth, silky, relatable sounds of Mr. Trash Beats Allen.
Did I let you do that?
What?
I don't let you do that.
What'd he do? Let me do what?
That was an executive decision. That's what that was.
What happened? What
that
did I do wrong?
A modified Trash Beats.
Is it?
Did you slow it down?
I didn't slow it. I didn't. That's untouched. That's pure
raw
trash right
raw
there.
Raw trash.
At Trash Beats Allen on Trash Beats. Instagrams.
Get some stickers.
Facebooks.
He's got merch. Hit him up.
Yeah, dude. Appreciate that. Shout out to Logan for the original sample to that song. And shout out to us for being here. Another week in the apocalypse. Coronavirus is still in full-fledged attack mode. And I'm your host, as I'm at...
I'm your host, Dean. At Dean Nimick on Instagram. That's what happens here. When you fumble, we pick it right up and we just carry it on.
You scoop it to the end zone. You know what I mean?
You gonna try the...
I am at Zach Malcolm. That's Zach with a K, Malcolm with a B. I'm your boy. This is already a rocky start. That's fine. It's a rocky world we're living in. It's sad NBA news. We'll start out sad. We'll get better. We'll get happy. Karl Anthony Towns, a member of the Minnesota Timberwolves, his mother passed away today.
Due to complications brought on by the coronavirus.
Yeah, it really kind of puts things in perspective. I know, I mean, a lot of other people are dying, but this is someone we don't know the guy, but...
I feel like it's the first celebrity-esque type death.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, we've heard about people dying, but nobody's, like, died. A lot of celebrities gotten sick.
Yeah. Today's April 13th, and he had a post from, like, March 27th, I think, talking about his mom. So, it's been 2 weeks since he's been in the thick of it with his mom, and she just not passed away today. So, yeah. Shout out to his family.
Yeah, we'll give a sad.
Yeah. But a lot of stuff going on. We're about to get... Should we go quickly over on to good news or stay on this? What do you want?
I'd rather move on.
You want to move on? That's fine. Wednesday, April 15th, settlement date.
Settlement date.
$1,200.
Seems like some of us are going to be getting that check, that Trump money. Yeah. I feel good about it, you know? I feel like, honestly, if you want to ask me a personal question, I feel like I earned it. You know what I mean?
You earned that money?
I earned that fucking
You've been working
money.
Hard?
As an American, I earned that fucking money.
These past 3 weeks, you've been putting in?
I've been fucking...
Clocking in, clocking out?
I've been...
For Team America.
For Team America. You know? No second job here. Just one job. Full-time Team America.
Ain't no PTO, bitch.
All
overtime.
When you
work for America.
It's all OT.
Yeah. It's kind of hard being American.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you just feel so independent and so strong, and they tell you...
You can do whatever, but
you
can't.
Be anything, and then they tell you, stay at your house. And it's like, what happened to the American dream? They say, don't dream that anymore.
Mm.
Not for indefinitely.
It's quickly turning into the American nightmare.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
The American... Imagine that family that just moved to America... I was like, yeah, this is our start. You know what I mean? That family came over here with $5 and like, I'm going to, just like all those stories, I'm going to turn it around the American dream. I'm like, yeah, just stay home.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? This is America.
It's like the XFL. They tried again, failed.
Failed again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. XFL is like a Chinese immigrant family. You know what I mean?
They come right at the wrong time.
You know what I mean? 2001, boom. Twin Towers. The league
Shit.
Folds.
Yeah.
Shit. 2019 to 2020. Is that when the season was going on?
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus hits.
Boom.
They were renewed for a second season in the XFL. Mr. McMahon.
Wasn't terrible.
Did you watch it? I never watched
it. A little bit. I wouldn't watch it at my house, but where I worked, they had it on the TV. So, I mean, caught a few plays.
I wouldn't watch it at my house. Like, I didn't want to get caught watching it.
It's like the WNBA.
Oh.
Much respect to those women playing WNBA, those out-of-work women right now. Honestly, I feel like those women are still working. Just because I don't think layups. More than 50 people ever show up to their game. So, I feel like WNBA is still being televised. Everybody's good there. Everybody's checked out. You know what I mean? God bless those ladies for working through this pandemic.
Damn it, man. I can't endorse that at all. I can't endorse anything that's going on the first 5 minutes of this podcast ever.
Well, we got to shake it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes instead of, like, taking your laundry from the dryer to the folded, you just leave it in the basket. Let it wrinkle up.
Damn, I got laundry in there. Forgot about it, man.
Staying relatable.
Yeah. I don't know. We're not doing anything, so it's hard to do this.
Exactly.
Like, usually we have, like, a story that would happen or some interesting, you know,
been home, part of I've our been brand. Ranking up my fucking Apex character, you know what I mean? I've been on my grind with these video games and shit.
Yeah, how's that helping you?
My small thinking, like, small frame theory thinking skills have just been real sharp. My big picture skills have been honed down. You know, I'm thinking 3, 4, 5 steps ahead at this point. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm in attack mode. I feel like a soldier.
You're better. Really bad at video games. You know that?
Is this where we just say non-truths about each other? Is this where we start the subject where we just...
Instead of two truths and a lie, you're just going to lie the whole time?
Just lies? Is that what we're playing?
We should just have a lying podcast.
We should have 99 lies and one truth. And just
sounds like my life.
Sprinkle in that one thing.
Yeah. A little bit of a truth nugget to flavor all the lies. Flavor of lies. That's the name of the episode. We can just quit right now. 7 minutes in, we have it.
7 minutes in. This is what it's like, you know. This is, I feel like an ESPN reporter with no fucking sports.
We're just commenting on highlights.
We're just commenting on fucking cornhole highlights. And fucking,
we're playing horse and falling asleep.
Yeah, we're commenting on video games and
that was trash.
Darts and
did we talk about that?
What?
Horse on ESPN?
No, we didn't.
God damn it, man. What are they doing? And they didn't film nothing. It with like ESPN cameras, they filmed it with their own phones. There's like two guys at their house running around, like Trey Young's house and Chauncey Billups. I saw that one. It was just atrocious. Chauncey Billups.
Wow.
Yeah, still got the stroke. Still got the stroke and the ring.
And so, the rings. So ring up. Bitch.
Trey. It is kind of cool seeing all the athletes play video games. Like, you get to see a different side of them.
Yeah, I mean, they still do normal shit.
Like, Devin Booker, I like him now that I saw him play NBA 2K. Like, talking a little shit.
Okay.
No, he knows his stuff.
Doesn't
he seems,
play with the Suns, though.
Doesn't play with the Suns or himself.
Interesting. Interesting thing as a pro athlete to play a pro sport with yourself in it. Like, do you think it's like a... they don't respect me enough? Where I can't play with my character, or like my team sucks?
A little bit of both. Because you're on the team. Team sucks. Because I don't respect your character. It's kind of like the fat bastard phenomenon. I'm unhappy because I eat.
I eat because I'm unhappy.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
I think 2K should charge athletes. Like, they should be able to buy attributes like players can. I mean, like, when you're playing a video game, you can sometimes buy attributes. Like, if you're an athlete and you feel like your speed's a little down, go ahead and throw 2K a couple grand.
To the stats guys?
Yeah, to the stats guys.
That, yeah.
If you could watch the stats guys, dude.
Why not just spend it on yourself to get faster, though?
That's hard. They got buttons for that shit, dude. They just turn knobs and I'm there.
Yeah. I always wanted to, like, see how a video game is made.
Huh.
I know it's a long process, like months and months and months, but...
like get molded into a character?
That too, that'd be kind of cool. But I want to see, like, what all they do, like, with all the sensors. Because you always see, like, the blue or the green sensors and, like, them making the video game. You never see how they actually use it.
How those people do the damn thing.
How they put the colors. It's all just pixels. It's a billion pixels on a screen, and they just rearrange them to make them look cool. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You had me until you started breaking them. Gonna walk into a fucking digital art design class. All this is pixels. What the fuck is this guy talking about?
It's all ones and zeros. I know.
I'm your new professor. Zach with a K, Malcolm with a B. Follow me on Instagram at Amazon Banner.
I don't post much. I don't know why I plug it. But yeah, I'm on there.
Yeah. That's how you get to us.
Yeah. What do you have for notes?
Absolutely nothing.
That's good.
We went through a few of my notes. That money was a good one off top. I'm ready for everybody else to be handing me that $720 this week.
3/5, if you guys don't know.
You know what I mean?
If you're a white person.
If you're a white person that's feeling guilty, you're still employed, you don't need this money. My Venmo is at Dean Nimick, I believe. My Cash App is Cash App. Cash money sign, Jeron Nimick. So if you're ever feeling like, hey, I got some extra cash, I want to help someone who's more talented and successful than I am, go ahead and throw me some bones.
Yeah, and smarter.
And smarter better looking. And better looking, yeah. You know, you want someone who, like, you can try hard in life, but if you try as hard as you can, you'll never be half as good as me. So what you want to do is you want to put your hitch on a wagon that's going to the top.
And he'll never forget it.
Never. Never forget.
Because Venmo won't let him.
And that award speech, I might forget. But other than that, I'll love you forever.
If you haven't already forgotten either, we have an Amazon banner on our site. Amazon banner. Click on that. TheRelatables.com. Do all your shopping through that. Costs you no extra money. And it gives us a little kickback. And Dean gets 3/5 of it, apparently.
Yeah. I get 3/5 of the kickbacks. I think that's... We should just riot right now. Black people should riot in the streets. 3/5. Bernie comes back on that platform. He is risen. As a black man?
Dude, he endorsed Biden today.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a deathbed move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to get another go at it, right?
They probably Bernie's stole his mojo.
Think so? Yeah. Like Austin Powers? Yeah. Is this the second Austin Powers reference?
Bernie? He just... he seems like a good guy, man.
Yeah. I think you said it, though. He's kind of a cuck.
Yeah. He just seems like he got defeated. You said it. I mean... I referenced it. I didn't say it explicitly.
Put that on the record. At D. Nimick said Bernie that Bernie Sanders
is a cuck. Is a cuck. Is a cuck. Right. I mean, he said God was a cuck. So, Bernie.
He hasn't done anything about it either.
Thank God. Bernie?
God.
God.
Or Bernie.
Both of them. Cuckish.
Same thing, right?
I just, all I really do is fuck and send the videos to Bernie because I know he's a cuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. How was your Easter?
Deece.
Did you see your family?
Actually. No.
Really?
Called my family. Didn't see my family. Saw Sarah's family. They weren't as corona intimidated.
I'm going to put a picture of Sarah right here in the video.
Saw her family. Usually we go to sunrise service and all that shit was shut down this year. So nobody hit the beach. Nobody watched the sunrise. Nobody did nothing.
Didn't you try to hit up the beach the other night?
Yeah, we went on the beach. We allegedly stuck on the beach and allegedly got kicked off the beach.
Really? How'd they find you?
They had one of those like 4-wheeler cars driving on the beach.
Did they yell at you?
Yeah, they were just going down like kicking people off the beach.
They yell at you?
I mean, they drove close enough so they didn't have to yell.
You just knew? Oh, shit.
They were in our faces.
Oh, shit. The camera went out. It's all right, man. It's all right. No, I don't care. No problem.
Camera's not recording?
I don't have a problem. And not a problem.
Wow.
Sorry.
And exactly. We're back. You know, whatever we put in that blank space where there's something there, just know it was Zach's fault. A part tip redact.
Do you think I'm too worried about what other people think?
Yes.
It's a bit I'm working on. I don't even know what that says.
That's cool.
Yeah, you should write that better.
I didn't write it.
Whoever wrote it should write it better. Because it looks like scribble.
Your girl wrote it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Anyways. We can just end now. 15 minutes.
15 minutes? I went for 30. I wanted 30. We can do 15. We can do actually do a hard 23. Hard 23 minutes. What do we got? Wow, he lied about 15. This, first of all, that's the first thing he did. We're going to do a hard 23 minutes because we love you and we don't want to leave you contentless. We know you're driving to work. You're doing laundry.
You're going
to
burn some bits.
You're out in the yard. Burn old bits or burn new bits?
Burn new bits.
I don't want to burn new bits.
Let's burn bits, man.
I want to burn old bits, sure.
Okay.
No burning new bits.
All right. I have a thought.
Okay.
You know how, like, the age of consent is 18?
Mm-hmm.
There's no maximum age of consent.
Like, there's no disability. Like, you're too, like, not functional enough.
It's 18, and then you can marry a 90-year-old. And I don't think that should, like, that's weird.
So you think you shouldn't be able to fuck a 95-year-old because they don't consent?
Yeah, like, there should be, like, a restriction. Like, they can't be more than double your age. So if you're 18, you can't marry a 37-year-old. They have to be 36 or younger.
Huh. Why is that?
Just because I said so.
Huh. All right.
I might change my thoughts when I get older.
She turns 36. You can be like, God damn, that 18-year-old is.
But I was watching the Louis C.K. special. We could talk about that too.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how when he's 70, he wants to marry a 21-year-old, and like she'll just get the rest of his money. And it got me thinking about how people come into money like that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like that's not fair. We talked about last time,
that sugar baby stuff. Yeah. It's a mutual agreement.
But that's just a weird come up, and like you don't deserve that money.
You especially deserve that money.
For what? Tell me explicitly.
For the opportunity of being there and seeking it. So that door was going to open whether you were standing in front of it or someone else was standing in front
of it.
But
it's predatory on both sides. It's predatory of the 71-year-old because he knows the girl is influenced by money.
But why is it predatory? It could be altruistic of the 71-year-old.
How?
Because he doesn't care about his money. I'm going to die. I'm not going to go with it.
Altruism is you doing something good and not getting anything out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to give my money away.
So the greater good would not be giving it to a 21-year-old.
Why not?
Because 21-year-olds are the worst people.
But that's the person that you invest in, the youth.
Why not invest in multiple youths instead of one?
Because now you're gross.
Just give it to
kids. A 75-year-old dating one 21-year-old? A 75-year-old dating multiple 21-year-olds?
No, not dating. Just give it to the kids.
Fuck the kids, dude. You find a hot 21-year-old. Like, why? Like,
do you think you'll ever be that guy? Just straight up. Do you think so?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't rule it out ever. Not like I wouldn't. I don't think I could. Depends on if I had kids or not.
Dude, but I look at girls now that are 18. I'm 28. I look at girls now that are 18. Yeah, they're attractive. But, like, I could never. I don't get.
Yeah, but you have too much life to live, dude. That's okay. Like saying right now, dude, you have 2 weeks to live. Yeah. 2 weeks to live.
Oh, I'm fucking
old. Are you opening your Bumble skill from like 26 to 30, or are you going from fucking 16 to 85? Whoa. 16 to
85. Bumble's not worth it, man.
Off Bumble for a reason? Or off Bumble?
I mean, obviously you have a reason if you're going to delete it.
Well, what's your reason?
Reason was there was nothing. It was wasting a lot of time.
Every app that ends up on Zach's phone wastes a lot of time. Yeah.
So delete it. That's what I do. And I move on to something else.
So what's the new thing?
New thing, guys.
This whole quarantine and isolation has really got me thinking. I like guys. I like...
Nah, I'm just trying to work on myself, really. So post-quarantine, I can fucking blow it out.
Blow what out?
My butthole. Set them up.
And rack them down.
I met like some cool people. You know what I mean?
Do you want to talk about it?
Nope.
You're baiting around it.
Get out of here.
Some cool.
So that was one of my bits I've been thinking about. Like there should be a maximum age.
Okay.
Like, but if you already are with someone. Like, who's older than 70, like, out of your age bracket, your grandfather did. Bada bing.
Kishmirga. Kishmirga.
That's the whole setup. That was okay. A bunch. God damn it.
Okay.
Need to work that one out.
That was good. Dude, I saw my,
hold on. I'm going to talk about Louis C.K. Because I saw a couple specials. I've been watching a lot of specials. Chris D'Elia's special comes on tonight. No Pain. Check it out. I don't really, like, his stand-up's okay, but. I'm excited for this one, just because I want to see what he's been working on.
Yeah. A bit that I've been trying to work out, haven't got it yet. I feel like I'm very cool with people saying the N-word, but I'm not so cool with people typing the N-word.
Mm.
And I feel like the N-word's in a lot of music, and you hear people talk about it, but nobody reads books with nigger anymore.
It's a great bit. It's going to be on SNL in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So, and TikTok. God damn it.
So I watched the Taylor Tomlinson special.
Yes.
She's really funny. Great bits. But I was
talking about her sexual.
Both. She's a cute girl.
Great bits.
Great bitties. I was watching it with a girl, and she agreed with me that she doesn't find most women's specials funny.
What did she say? Why though?
We didn't really get into that. She just was like, "I hate women." No.
She had me at hating women. So we.
Maybe she didn't say that, but she kind of agreed whenever I said it like that. Like she didn't say it outright. But I think. It's because women are worried about the social implications of stuff. Like, they're worried about what other women think or what other people think too much. Like, women are just more social creatures to begin with. Like, they know how to get along better.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of, like, is hand in hand with, like, being funny. Is, like, going against what you think should be said at that exact moment. The funniest thing is the worst thing to say. And I think women are conditioned not to do that.
Wait, say they're getting the funniest thing is the worst thing to say?
A lot of times. Like, it's the most left field or it's the most, like, left brain
thing. So girls don't think in awkward moments like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Right. Most, I think.
That's fair enough.
But it's because they've been conditioned not to.
That's fair.
As women get, you know, more free and, you know, have more places and roles in society. It's got very misogynist. As we let them out of the cages.
I was on board.
No, I just as I get more freedoms and have, like, women.
Stop saying that. Like,
do you kind of get what I'm saying? Because it's not coming out right. That's why we do this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Women.
But how do we clean that up?
I think it's more of that women are initially more pleasing. And it's more of a letdown. That's what I think it is. Like, a guy, like, people are always weary of guys. So, like, no matter what guy gets on stage, you kind of have to win him. Like, you have to win me over. Unless you're a good-looking guy, you got to win me over.
Because they're a threat.
Yeah, you're a threat. And when a girl gets on stage, you automatically like them. More often than not, it's like, I'm not threatened by you. Like, I want to like you. And if you're not even... It's a higher standard you set for yourself without even setting it for yourself. Because part of comedy is getting people to like you.
So it's harder to overcome that, and that's why people might perceive that they're not as funny?
I just think they've never had the buffer of, not a weird way, they've never had the buffer of earning it, so they don't know when they're losing it.
They never had that training to earn it.
Right. So, like, I know once I win the crowd, I need to keep staying on the crowd. Whereas if they've already bought the crowd and then they come out with mediocre, the whole thing's a letdown without them even...
It's not even their fault.
Yeah, it's just, I thought she was going to be hot and funny.
It's not your fault, women.
But, like, a dude who's mediocre, it's like, oh, dude, I thought you were shit, dude. Mm. Like, I don't know, you were sweaty. Like, I didn't know what to expect from you, but, dude, you're pretty good.
The standards are lower.
Right, because I automatically like you. Not, like, in, like, an instinct way.
Yeah.
You're not threatening.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh. I'm never threatened by a woman. Carol Baskins.
Yeah, but they just got me thinking about that. We can talk about Louis if you want. I watched it like 3 times. His special. It's really good.
Better or worse each time?
Just different. Like, I caught different things. You know what I mean? Because we watched it with people, and then I watched it by myself finally and saw some things I didn't see. He had a bit about pedophilia that made me wonder if 10 years from now we look back on it like we did as jerking off bits. Like, was that a sign? Was he trying to tell us something? Like, was fucked up about him?
It was fun. Bit? I like that he was able to, like, I saw Aziz do it first, I guess, but he was able to intermingle the media into, like, you got to address it somehow.
Oh, his scandal.
Right. He was able to make it funny, address it, and then move past it all seamlessly.
Yeah.
So it wasn't awkward, like, you're just not going to talk about it. He didn't, like, lay into it too much. He, like, made it a good punchline and then got out of there.
Yeah. This is what I'll do for women. If you're a woman and you were... offended by Louis C.K. and what he did, you should, I mean, not should be, but it's valid. If you don't want to support him by a special, email us at the Relatables Podcast at gmail.com. I will send you my information to watch
it.
So you don't have to buy it, but you can see what it's all about.
That's a big apology. That's a big thank you. Yeah. Please forgive me. That's for the ladies out there. We get any dudes, any of you suckers?
Nope.
None. Nothing.
No, but I'll give it to dudes too. First one.
Blowing out the butthole.
I'll give it to dudes. That's fine. But yeah, check it out. We're there, man.
We're there. Y'all are hanging in there with us. We don't know what. Hopefully, you guys are. I don't know how to support. You know what I mean? Everyone always says like support. I just feel like it feels a whole just like sending money to people. But if you're still earning money, see if you can't put it in the community. I guess.
Yeah.
You know, send artists. I saw somebody, some tattoo artists were taking deposits for future sessions. You know, getting creative. Some bartenders had sites where if you buy a drink, you can tip them virtually. So if you have a beer at your house, you just send them a few bucks or whatever. I don't know.
I've been paying my gym membership even though I'm not going. I actually got to cut that off before next week. I was trying to support as long as I'm unemployed, dude. So
yeah, it's people understand, but yeah. I mean, everybody's going through the same shit. So It's almost like that trickle down, unless the very top is well off and they start cutting breaks. Everybody's got to, you know, figure it out.
Help each other out.
Yeah. So help each other out. Be nice. Wear mask. Don't shake hands. A lot of elbows.
A lot of bows.
A lot of elbows. Yeah. A lot of curtsies.
A lot of chin wrinkle waves.
Drink water.
Exercise.
Exercise. Do that. Run.
Work your lungs.
Practice running. You know what I mean? There's no excuse for running. You know, you can't bike. You can't row. You can't swim. When the shit hits the fan and the shooter's at the mall, you got to run.
Have sex with a six.
Sometimes you got to watch it go through the net. You know what I mean? Even pro athletes, they draw a foul, get to the line, watch a few go through the net easy. Just a couple threes and fours.
Muscle memory.
Put them
muscle
in the net. Memory. Now I know what to do when that seven comes across. It's not a quick bust. It's like I've been here.
Yeah.
I've been slump busting, and now...
Running a lot of suicides.
Yeah, get your tolerance up. Get your endurance up. That way when that 10 walks in your life, that girl out of your league...
You went from 7 to 10 real quick.
Well, you know, you earned it. You deserve
7-10 split. Let's go 8-5.
She sees you. You know what I mean? Girls are good at just seeing the potential, and they see that, like, he doesn't deserve a 10, but I'm going to...
But those girls that are 10s, like I said, have sex with a 6.
What?
You got nothing to lose.
Oh, girl. Yeah, girls. Yes, girls. Shoot down. Sometimes you always want to have that high ground, you know, and just shoot down.
Yeah.
You don't always got to reach for a fucking 6'9". You know, Australian. You know,
pluck
sometimes
one from the valley.
Yeah, sometimes you just fucking shoot straight at your feet.
Reach down, you lend a helping hand, or maybe two.
And then you know, sometimes you reach out like this, and then you take the other hand and you just
cup the balls.
Yeah, don't forget about those, because guys, they're there. You know what I mean?
I think guys know they're there.
Girls, they're there too. You know,
guys, thank you for being a friend. Thank you for hanging out with us. I got one more. Can I burn one more?
Burn it.
All right. So, women aren't that funny. Pornhub has a speed control.
Speed control?
Back on Pornhub. I'm off Bumble. Back on Pornhub.
Off the porn.
They have a speed control, like on YouTube, where you can slow it down. But they also have an option to where you can speed it up.
Scrub? You can scrub fast?
No,
the video can go half as fast.
It's like half speed and then 2x speed.
Whoa.
Why would you speed it up?
I'm trying to jerk off to a lot of shit, dude. I'm trying to Neo the Matrix and just fucking burning through fucking... I got a project due in 6 hours.
Yeah, I don't get it. All right, that's all.
Oh.
Don't Neo the pussy.
What is like porn for blind people?
Sounds, smells,
like braille,
touch.
Like braille books?
Just little butts sticking out of like...
Little buttholes. You just braille read and then all of a sudden, ooh, it's a brown star. And then you just... A
lot of touch. No, blind people get to touch so many more people than we do. That's blind privilege.
Yeah, but you think blind people, like, they're oversensitized. You know what I mean? So like, they feel too much.
Do you think when they slap someone... Like, you see their body, like, on...
The vibrations.
Yeah.
slap ninja. Just fucking slap.
What's that movie, though, where he could see sound?
Daredevil.
Daredevil, yeah.
All right. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I already have it.
If I had
to give up one of mine?
Yeah, if you had to give up one of your superpowers.
I probably would be so goddamn good looking.
So goddamn. This guy wasn't such a son of a bitch. So
I feel goddamn like it changes looking. With my mood. Mm. Right now,
you could be mood man.
Want to be super quick. Super
quick.
Super speed.
I always thought super quick was kind of dumb, though.
Why?
Because, like, even if you're super quick, like, nothing around you is super quick. It's like, if you're going to get through that door, it's not like the door moves super quick. You're going to blow it off the goddamn hinges.
No.
Have you never thought about it?
My dream. No.
No. Got any thoughts?
It's probably just like an open field thing that would
use the best. More of an open field kind of guy.
I'm not really good in the trenches, but if I get some space.
All right, what's the other moods?
Other moods?
Like, if you not right now, if you weren't super quick, what else would you be?
Obviously, fly. Who wouldn't want to fly?
Fly fast or fly slow?
Why would I want to fly slow?
I don't know. What if you could fly wherever you wanted, but you move really slow?
I would build a glider.
What if you could fly, but you had to scream to stay, keep off the ground?
You can never talk. Your voice is always hoarse. I'm here, guys. Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, shit.
That would be. That's a funny premise. Like, you get a superpower, but like, there's a
drawback,
a side effect. Yeah.
You're like, super strong, but every time you use your strength, you shit your pants.
You're really fast, but all your clothes just burn off.
So yeah, you get to where you're God naked damn it.
And no pubes. All your body hair.
No,
is
you're
gone.
Super hairy. You're super. People are confused. They're like, "What the fuck happened to your clothes? Why is you so hairy?"
Remember, it was a Mystery Men.
Yes. Oh yeah.
The guy was only invisible if no one could.
If no one was looking,
watching it. Yeah.
Good superpower.
It's great.
Good superpower.
It's a great movie.
Oh, should have had a spinoff.
What would your superpower be?
Luck. I think I've said this before.
I thought you were gonna say white.
Be white. White, dude. That. Ooh, that's a new bit. That's a new bit. That's called crowd work, people.
That's my bit. I think. I think I just wrote it.
Man, it's mine now.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be white. What? Oh, does he think he's black? You should do a whole set like making innuendos like being white. I wish I was white.
They're not like us, man. Just like hot, like fist bump a black guy.
I think he's what up. He's give it up for Zachwell Tyrism.
Tyrism. We can end on that. Guys, while he's writing down my bit, I want you to go on our page at the Relatables Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook. Can you help me out?
I'm doing it.
Go on our archive site.
Go on our archive? You want them to go on our archive site?
No, dude.
Are you plugging the Amazon banner or not?
Forgot what I was doing. Can you help me?
I peed my pants. Can you help me? Oh, guys. I know that was smooth, but thank you for sticking there with us through episode 169. I've been your host, Dean, at DNimic on Instagram.
I'm your other host, at Zach Malcolm on the gram. Please keep liking, sharing, subscribing, and as always, stay relatable.
Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate? Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate?